Somehow, the Mars Volta missed the news that progressive rock is dead. The group specializes in sprawling music that recalls progressive bands from the 1970s. Our critic Tom Moon has a review of their second album, Francis the Mute.
Listen to what recently debuted at number 4 on the Billboard Top 200 album chart. Now, this isn't the kind of thing that usually appears next to Britney Spears or Green Day on the charts at all. In fact, the often astounding and frequently confounding Francis the Mute can hardly be considered pop music. It doesn't have the endlessly repeated hooks. It doesn't talk about missing that no-good lover. It has virtually nothing in common with the whiny boy school of modern rock. He's got fasting black lungs. The story goes like this. When he was working as a repo man, Jeremy Ward, the band's sound manipulator, found a diary written by an adopted teenager. It tells of a search for his birth parents. Ward, who was adopted himself, hung on to the diary. When Ward died of an alleged drug overdose in 2003, the remaining members of his band found themselves drawn to the characters in the diary. They formed the cast of Francis the Mute. The CD by the Mars Volta has its share of shrill cries from the mountaintop. Apparently, you can't resurrect progressive rock without those. But its narrative is spread out over wildly imaginative instrumental excursions, and its energy comes from deliberately pan-cultural syncopations. Listen to the way this Cuban Son Montuno rhythm, the same one that anchors the Santana hit Smooth, morphs into a high-energy rock chase. The Mars Volta isn't merely flipping progressive rock on its pointy head. It's clever updates of that bygone style. The constantly shifting time signatures, the epic 10-minute songs, expose the dim-wittedness that defines so much current rock. The lyrics can be inscrutable, that's another hallmark of progressive music, but at least they're striving to tell stories. Even people who usually hate anything labeled progressive should be encouraged by the success of the Mars Volta. Because on an ordinary week in late March, over 100,000 people plunked down their dollars not to hear another generically angry rock band chip away at the same hacked-up stone, but to take this cerebral ride to the far reaches of the stratosphere, the strangest trip offered by a major label this year. Now that's mind-blowing.
The CD is Francis the Mute by the Mars Volta. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Let me die, 'cause I'll never sleep
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.